Yeah, hello everyone. Welcome along to Afternoons. Julian King of the chair for Jimmy. For the next week, he has jet set it off to the UK, James, for some Rugby League World Cup action. And Coach K, well, he's gallivanting somewhere around Canada, apparently. No doubt extolling the virtues of the NBL. Great to be here. Great to have you along on SEN 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 in Brisbane, SEN 1620 on the Gold Coast, and via the SEN app. 4 minutes after 12, Australian Eastern Daylight Time. We're going to have to get used to that across the summer. 4 minutes after 11 in Queensland. That open line number, 1300 01 1170. And the text line, should you like to join us, 0457 736 736. Going to have some fun today. Joining me on the program, Aussie T20 captain Aaron Finch will be along ahead of the first of three T20s, fine-tuning T20s against the West Indies at the Gold Coast tomorrow night. Laurie Horace from ESPN to chat all things NFL, where it is currently the 49ers 7 over the Rams 3. And Darcy McDonald from Fox Sports will be up shortly. I'll get her take on these Panthers shenanigans and the rest. And Tristan Merlihan will be here, sounds of the game too. And my man Charles Goodsir filling the void for Coach K this week. And so no doubt we'll see a touch of class added to the program. Well, look, we've had two nights now to digest the NRL Grand Final and the aftermath of it all, including player behaviour, World Cup selection and the rest. So we've got Jerome Luai posted, then deleted something on Instagram using an inappropriate racial term. And prior to the Grand Final, Luai, in relation to this big brother, little brother relationship between Penrith and Parramatta, said, "You can call us Daddy." That was a bit of fun. After Sunday night, he posted online, "Daddy loves you." Not the worst thing of all time. Plenty have no issue with it. A little bit classless. James Fisher-Harris whipping up the crowd when they belted out the "I'd hate para" chant. Said, "We're the greatest team ever." Then happy chorus, "Our Tigers bound," said this.
"Just to go out on a high like that, it's pretty incredible. And probably do the same thing at Tigers."
Yeah, a little at the end, you would have heard that grab 1,000 times. I heard Lee Hadjipen tell Vossie and Brandy on breakfast, says, "Look, you know, you'll forgive him," and that he and Justin Pascoe have reached out to Appy's management. They've spoken about it. It's all sorted, apparently. And the thing about it is, you know, there's no doubting once he does get to Leichhardt that he'll give his all for the orange and black. I note the headline of Paul Kent's article yesterday: "Smug Panthers have ruined their legacy." Have they ruined their legacy? I don't think so. I'm with Matty White when he says he's not losing sleep over it. I'm not losing sleep over it. Having said that, did I like it? I didn't. I thought a lot of it was uncouth. I thought it lacked grace. Luai should have known better. Are we at this point? You know, this is following on from Taylor May last year. Are we at this point? Do we have to educate these players about what's appropriate during post-premiership celebrations? We shouldn't have to. They're entitled to have a bit of fun, celebrate, let their hair down, because they've earned it. My word, they've earned it. But maybe, you know, maybe just think twice before making comments when you've had a night on the tiles. What do they say? Never send emails when you're angry or drunk. Never send text messages when you're angry or drunk. Just think twice. Think twice before you speak. I know Coruscant was toasted, and they all were, but, you know, a number of my Tigers mates just asking him about it, filthy at what he said. Not all of them, but a number did not like it. And the thing about it is, and I'm a Dragons fan, I remember being distinctly unimpressed with Alan Langer after the 93 decider. St George can't play. St George can't play. But what have you made of it all? Is it a storm in a teacup? Are we talking about this because there's nothing else to talk about? Well, I'll say this. Like I said, I'm not losing sleep over it. I didn't love it. But I do wonder about the need to put others down for your own validation. Because that's what I'm seeing here. Because it is not the psychology of a champion. And I'll leave it at that. You may have a thought on that. 0457 736 736. Maybe you're over-talking about it. I'm almost getting to that stage. You know, we hear this term, silly season, when it comes to rugby league. And I often wonder if the NRL and the integrity unit approach the off-season with a sense of dread. Because the season's, what, 2 days old, and already we have a scandal. As Michael Chamis reports in the Nine papers, North Queensland forward Luciano Leilua has been charged by police after a domestic violence incident in southwest Sydney on Monday afternoon. Now, he joined the Cowboys from the Tigers mid-season, allegedly assaulted a woman known to him, was accused of later smashing her phone. The Cowboys' work contact had commented. It is believed that Leilua returned home to Sydney from Townsville to pack his belongings for this month's Rugby League World Cup. His place in the Samoan team to travel to England is under a cloud now. And the NRL confirmed the integrity unit was aware of the incident involving Leilua. And an NRL spokesperson told the Nine papers the matter has been brought to the attention of the integrity unit, who are liaising with the Cowboys. The NRL, of course, we know, has that no-fault stand-down policy, which allows the governing body to automatically suspend players if a charge carries a minimum 11 years jail sentence. Now, the incident doesn't fall in that category, but the NRL does have discretionary powers to stand a player down if it deems it necessary. A New South Wales police confirmed that a 26-year-old male was granted bail to appear at Campbelltown local court later this month. I'm just, you know, we'll wait and see. It's in the hands now of the authorities. And as I said, he's been given bail, Leilua. But I'm just so sick of it. I'm just so sick of it. Now, I did mention I'm going to catch up with Aussie T20 captain Aaron Finch. You know, it's no rest for the wicked. It's, as I said to Matt White before, it's, you remember back in the day, footy season's over, grand final. Okay, beauty, what are we doing now? We call the greens, we call the cricket fields, we roll out the pitch, and it's all about cricket. Now, there's no off-season anymore. We've got the World Cup, and cricket's all year round. But they got these three T20s coming up against the West Indies, and then a few against England. Of course, they try to defend their T20 crown. As Crick Info reports, Marcus Stoinis, now this is a problem for Stoinis, has been ruled out of the upcoming series against the West Indies. He continues, Stoinis, to recover from that side strain that he suffered in early September. And so what Australia need to do now is try and find their best combination ahead of their World Cup defence. So he didn't travel with the squad to the Gold Coast ahead of the first game of a two-match series against the West Indies. That starts tomorrow night. Remaining in Perth and link up with the squad on the weekend, we think. So following the T20 against West Indies, they head to Perth then for the first of three T20s against England on Sunday as part of their World Cup plans and preparations. The thing about it is he suffered this injury, Stoinis, against New Zealand, and it just hasn't quite come good the way he would have hoped. So what happens? Cam Green on standby. He goes over to India. Of course, David Warner didn't go. Mitch Marsh didn't go. Mitchell Stark didn't go. Never opened before. And then he's just clobbering them to all parts of the park. This injury, though, for Stoinis, come at a time, as we said, Australia have significant selection squeeze in their top seven, thanks to the performance of Green. And then Tim David, who made his international debut, and, you know, he is the finisher. And you've got to feel for Marcus, because he has been a mainstay of that T20 middle order over the last 3 years, played a couple of pivotal innings in the World Cup last year. But you look ahead to Tim David, he is the future, the form, the experience, playing that same role that he's played in franchise cricket. So they've got a decision to make, George Bailey and the selectors. The thing about it is, I mean, if he remains injured, it probably takes that decision out of their hands and eases that headache. Because that injury could alleviate some of the pressure on Smith, who can bat free, depending on match conditions. Mitch Marsh hit to return, and he had a breakout World Cup. But this injury couldn't have come at a worse time for Stoinis. His position, I think, was always going to be probably the one under threat. David's a better finisher. And you think about the bowling lineup, full fitness, Stark, Cummins, Hazelwood, Zampa, Chuck and Maxwell. Yeah, it looks pretty well balanced. Now, look, 0457-736-736, 641 is just hammering me with about 10 text messages of the same thing. Just got to send it 1641. We'll get to those in a moment. I should ask you, too, about World Cup selections. Are you happy with who Mowler selected? Should Dylan Edwards have made it? And only, I think, one Earl in the squad. Think about Dylan. I get Mowler's reckoning. He just has a bloke called Tedesco in front of him. It's hard, but I can understand the omission. He's a wonderful player, Dylan Brown. I'm a big fan. But was you reading the News Corp papers? Leading NRL players may consider withdrawing from the Rugby League World Cup if they cannot secure insurance from their participating nation. Now, the Australian Rugby League Commission has agreed to cover all off-contract players representing the Kangaroos, but not players representing rival nations. So that could lead players like Marty Taupau, Andrew Fifita, who are without a club for 2023, to play the World Cup in England uninsured. Our News Corp have been told that players must seek insurance from the governing bodies they are representing. So player managers, they're concerned because they think any player uninsured would risk a hefty financial black hole by playing and being injured. Now, some players have sought insurance, awaiting a reply. If the insurance issue can't be resolved, you might see a case where some players may opt to withdraw from the tournament rather than risk injury and jeopardise their chances of continuing club football. So some of the off-contract players heading the World Cup, Marty Tapau, Samoa, Andrew Fifita, Tonga, Angus Crichton, Australia, he's okay, Cooper Johns for Italy, Josh Mansell, Lebanon, Janelle Harris-DeVita from Samoa, Brandon Wakeham, Fiji. And as we're seeing squads get finalised, well, that number could go. That is a headache. It is a headache. And the Australian Rugby League Commission's decision apparently is based on the possibility some players may ask for insurance without having played in the NRL for several seasons. Is it that much of a risk, though? It seems absurd that the tournament would be robbed of talent over this. Just for the Gillaroos, no Emma Tonegado in that squad. She was the Dally M winner only a month ago. There are some parallels here with Dylan Edwards. Tamika Upton deserves a crack, no doubt, after her stellar season. Sammy Bremner's been strong for the Roosters, as she always is, but gee, you know, maybe I'm looking at this through red and white glasses. A strong side, I tell you, if Tonegado doesn't make it. 0457 736 736. We're going to have some fun today. We always have fun. Look, I'm a lover, not a fighter. But with all this hullabaloo about the behaviour of Panthers players, let's talk about this today. Let me ask you about this today. Is there any team or person that you just love to beat? Doesn't have to be a rugby league. So it could be any sport. Like, I'm a Man United fan. I love beating Liverpool. Let's not mention Man City. It could be more personal than that. Maybe there's a cricketer whose wicket you love to see fall. You know, maybe I can't stand Kohli. I love seeing him get out. Or, you know, Arjuna back in the day. Or Kevin Peterson. Someone you love to hate. It's probably unjustified. There's players that you hated that bloke as a player, and then you see them post footy and you meet them, you speak, oh, it's top bloke. But someone you love to hate, take great joy at seeing them fall and fail, the one player or team that really annoyed you. You just love to see them lose. Got some great prizes to give away in the program today, $100 cash and some Ream budgie smugglers. Now, I haven't tried them on. A few of them are, you know, like they say when you try on swimwear, when you try and swimwear at the local department store, they said, please try it on outside your underwear. I assume that that's what the staff here at SEN are doing, that they're trying the Ream Budgie Smugglers on outside their underwear. They look good. But I heard the ads, apparently they're so comfy you can sleep in them, Charles. So we've got a set of those to give away as well, thanks to our friends at Ream, who commissioned Budgie Smugglers to make some gear as the weather's getting warmer. You know, you're in a spa filmed with Ream hot water. So I've got men's and women's budgie smuggler briefs. We've got some bucket hats. We've got a whole heap of stuff. We're going to give that away today. And then sounds of the game of the last hour. You know how that runs by now. I play three pieces of audio. You get them right, and the winner will get themselves a Signet power bank. 0457 736 736. That is the text line number. So player, team, whatever reason, the one that you just love to hate for no good reason. This guy, I just can't stand that bloke, can't stand that side. I just love beating them, love to see them fail, love to see them lose. Who did you love to hate? But give me a reasoning. Give me a rationale behind it as well. Why? Or maybe there isn't a reason. Just that. Hate his hair. Hate the way he parts his hair. His eyebrows are too thick. That beard looks stupid. That mullet makes him look like he's got an IQ of 10. Doesn't matter how irrational it is. Give me a reason. 0457 736 736. And the open line number is always open for business. 1300 01 1170. Happy to take your calls. Julian King of the Chair on Afternoons. We'll take a break on the other side of that. We'll talk more NRL with Darcy McDonald from Fox Sports.